Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Follow us on social media, and don't forget to share this episode and podcast with someone that could use more health and wellness tips in their life. So a little bit of a recap. Last episode, we talked about rowing. So rowing is a great full body workout, also has some mental benefits with the type of rhythm that you get into. So if you want to learn more about the proper form for rowing, the great benefits that it provides both mentally and physically as a full body workout, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about frailty and basically how to identify if you're becoming frail, ways to prevent frailty as you age, and what happens if you don't take action to make sure that you're preventing frailty. So you want to get into that?
Yeah, so honestly, it really starts now as we're at any age. The younger, the better that we're able to prevent becoming frail later in life. So being frail is actually a medical condition. You can go to the doctor and they diagnose you with frailty. What it is that it makes it harder for you to bounce back from other health-related setbacks. So you get sick, often you're going to be in the hospital then. Your immune system may become lower. Your recovery time is going to be longer. So frailty is a medical condition. However, we can put in precautions or preventative care now, so starting now. Ways to know if you are frail. Obviously, you're going to want to go to the doctor. They'll diagnose you with it, but there is a checklist. And with this checklist, it goes through like muscle weakness. Do you notice you have more muscle weakness? You have a slower walking pace. And by slower walking pace, it's like you're used to walking around the neighborhood and it only takes you 10 minutes to walk around your neighborhood. Versus now you're walking around your neighborhood and it's taking you 20 minutes. So that sort of slow walking pace. You have a low physical activity levels. So after a workout, you're really exhausted. And then diminished energy as well. You just feel like you want to sleep all the time. And there are times in our lives where we will have low energy, that we will like just be slower, but with frailty, it's every single day. So that's really the difference between like, oh, I'm just maybe sick right now versus I'm frail, meaning for prolonged times. And then you have unintentional weight loss with frailty as well. So if you have any of those, you may want to call your doctor to get a diagnosis of what is going on. It could be frailty. So then how can we lower our risk of frailty? Well, what we've talked about throughout all of our podcasts really is number one, staying active. So we want to aim for that 150 minutes a week of moderate intense exercise. And then you want two of those days, at least 2 days out of the week, to be muscle strengthening exercises. So whether it be you work on your biceps and your legs, or you're working on triceps, like doing arms and legs, chest, arms. So aiming for 2 weeks at least, or sorry, 2 days out of the week for strength training, but then also making sure that we're doing that 150 minutes throughout the week of the moderate intense exercising. So like walking, doing the treadmill, rowing, just really staying active, stairs, things like that. So by engaging our physical activity, we prevent the loss of that muscle mass. And then we also preserve our degree of resilience. So we're able again to go, our muscle endurance is greater. So we're able to jump back, which prevents that frailty from setting in, the muscle loss. Our muscle mass will naturally start to decline at the age of 30. So that's why I say really it starts now to prevent frailty, because we're already starting to have muscle, like natural muscle decline by the age of 30. But the more that we're practicing in strength training, the more we're building that endurance for our muscles, and the less likely we will become frail as we age. And then balancing exercises as well. So maybe part of your 150 minutes a week is doing a yoga session. I know we practice yoga once a week as well, and it does help improve your balance. That's part of being frail too. You're gonna have less balance. So by practicing yoga and doing these strength training sessions at the gym, you're going to prevent that other symptoms that come with being frail. So you won't fall and then break a bone. Instead, you're able to balance better when you're practicing yoga. Also, functional exercises are really good. So the natural squats that we do. Maybe you notice that it's hard for you to get off the couch, right? When you're watching TV or when you're sitting and eating dinner. That's part of being frail too. So, or a early sign of becoming frail. So we wanna make sure that the more that you practice doing squats in the gym, the easier it's gonna be for you to get up from your couch and from your chair. Because really, if you think about it, that's a squat initially, or essentially, when you're sitting down and standing back up, you're literally squatting. So practicing these exercises in the gym will help make your everyday life activities easier as well. It also, by practicing yoga, you reduce your fall rate risk by 24%. So that's a huge percent that you're able to reduce falling just by practicing yoga at least once a week. And then finally, other ways to prevent frailty would be in what we eat. So again, what we've discussed on all of our episodes really is that having a well-balanced diet, really our diet, I'll say, so the foods that we are eating, because remember that's not specifically a diet. Diet just means what you are eating. So what we practice for what we eat would be more of the Mediterranean-based. With a mixture of delving into being vegetarian as well. So really limiting the amount of animal products that we're eating throughout our week, but doing so in a safe way. So with frailty, you do need protein. That is going to help prevent that muscle loss and the bone density from being lost as well. So having the adequate amount of protein, and then protein, as we've discussed previously, if you are vegetarian or going vegan, does not have to be an animal product. There are ways that you can get protein from eating vegetables and other substitutions for meat. But you want to maintain your muscle mass, so eating protein is going to help you with maintaining that muscle mass. The recommended allowance is actually 0.8 grams per kilogram of our body weight. So our protein intake is gonna vary from person to person and from gender as well. So if you just take your body weight, multiply it by 0.8 grams per every kilogram, or here in the US, you're gonna multiply your body weight. So per pound, 0.36 grams. So you want to aim for 0.36 grams of whatever your body weight is. That's how much protein you should be eating on a daily basis. An easy way to figure out that number, if you're like, I'm not good with math, you're speaking a foreign language to me. The USDA, on their website, there's a calculator, and it's called DRI calculator. And it really, like, you just put in all of your information. We were practicing this actually. Well, I was practicing this yesterday. So I was like, how much do you weigh? And he's like, what do you need to know? That's weird. But what you do is you put in like your sex, your age, your weight, your height, all that information, and then hit enter and it calculates it for you. And it gives a detailed list of everything you're supposed to be eating throughout one day, how many calories you should aim for, the protein intake, carbohydrates, the vitamins that you should be intaking. So it's a really neat tool. If you want to check it out, it's called the DRI calculator. And it's found on the USDA's website. That will give you your protein goal. If you're trying to lose weight too, that's a really good tool to know, and dividing those numbers to help with losing weight. So
All right. Some great information there on frailty. And remember, the body and the brain are always connected. So make sure that you're also getting mental stimulation through doing things like puzzles, reading. That's going to be very important. Also, social interactions is another way to help maintain your cognitive function. It's also very important to get adequate sleep to make sure that your body and mind can fully recover. Also, make sure that you're visiting your doctor for regular health checkups, as they can help identify any underlying issues that may lead to frailty. Because if you're not taking action to prevent frailty, guys, the consequences can be very significant, because you can then, that can lead to a downward spiral in your health overall. It can lead to more falls and things like you were mentioning, prolonged recovery from illnesses, higher likelihood of hospitalization for various things. So that's why it's very important. It can also impact your ability to do normal daily tasks. So that's going to reduce and impact the quality of your life. But the good news is, it's never too late to start making those positive changes. The things that you were mentioning, regular exercise, a balanced diet, mental stimulation, and other healthy habits that we've talked about in this podcast can be added to your routine, so you can build that resilience and enjoy a healthier, more vibrant life as you age. So that is all we had for frailty today. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Follow us on social medias and YouTube for more health and wellness tips. And remember, those small steps can lead to big improvements in your health to be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.